As you heard during Gary Ellenbolt's newscast, Sioux Falls is getting 8 NCAA Division II tournaments beginning in 2015. The state's largest city will host college basketball, volleyball, wrestling, and track and field events. City officials expect that hosting the events will boost the city's economic growth. Wes Hall is executive director of the Sioux Falls Sports Authority, an organization formed to recruit sports events to the area. He joins us on the line from his office. And Wes, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
How important is it for Sioux Falls to get these tournaments?
It's a big deal. It's very important, not only for the city of Sioux Falls, but I think for the entire state of South Dakota, to really put us, as we've been saying, on the map of sports on the national level.
When did you find out that Sioux Falls would be hosting these events?
It was noon yesterday. They started a live webcast through the NCAA's website, concurrently announcing all championships all at once. So it was a very hectic 5 minutes or so as we scrambled to make sure that we caught every webcast. And probably about 12:05 or so, we had a full list of championships that we would host.
So that must have been a pretty exciting moment.
It was. We had invited our board of directors and some members of the community who have assisted in this process into our conference room, and we had lunch and kind of had a little viewing party, if you will.
How many events were you trying for?
We submitted 19 bids back in September. We learned in late October that we were a finalist for all of our Division II bids, which I believe there were 16 total championships that we were finalists for. And then so basically we got half of those. We're batting 500.
So how does that bidding process work?
Yeah, it was a unique process that the NCAA had not done before, whereby they put out all their championships essentially over a four-year period out to bid this summer. We went through the process beginning back in June, just analyzing what we could potentially host here, getting feedback from the community as to what we could successfully bid upon. We went through a process where we had to have budgets out as far as 2018, which is quite difficult when you have venues such as the Denny Sanford Premier Center, which hasn't even been built yet, but trying to budget events in that facility. So we submitted 19 bids. Each bid had approximately 25 supporting documents, including budgets, letters of support, marketing plans, and got all that out to the NCAA in September.
I imagine that as you're making those bids, you had to coordinate with the Sanford Premier Center and the Sanford Pentagon.
We did. We had to take a look at their schedules and see if there was any conflicts. Now, with the Sanford Pentagon being new, we didn't have any issues there with scheduling. Now, with the Denny Sanford Premier Center, we were looking at some events as early as 2015 there, and things seemed pretty clear with them as well. We also had to take into account the convention center as well to see if there's any large events going on there that potentially could affect parking or hotel accommodations nearby.
How much competition was there from other cities for the Division II tournaments?
I don't have the exact number on the Division II side of things. I know in total, with all three divisions, there was close to 2,000 bids that came in that the NCAA had to basically rifle through to find which ones they could provide the championships to in a very short time period. So I know there was a great deal of competition looking at cities that we were up against. We were up against cities like Louisville, Indianapolis, Tampa, and then some local regional cities like Kearney, Nebraska, and Mankato.
What do you think were some of the advantages that Sioux Falls has that the NCAA decision makers found attractive?
We have and will have the new facilities. If you take a look at the facilities that we bid, our track and field facility out at the University of Sioux Falls is a dedicated track and field facility. It is not a multi-use facility, which is very unique to Division II venues. The Sanford Pentagon with 3,250 seats is ideal to host Division II basketball and volleyball, so it's a great fit there. And then with the Denny Sanford Premier Center, and especially in the Midwest, to have a facility that size that we can bring wrestling into and have the area to host six mats all at once, plus bring 6,000-7,000 people in to watch, that was a key point that we kept pushing. Now, of course, our history with the Summit League was a key item that we kept pushing there as well. And the fact that in Sioux Falls, you know, we're a large enough city to have the infrastructure, but we're a small enough city that when these tournaments come to the city, this is a big deal. This is going to be front page news.
Well, you mentioned the Summit League tournaments. Is that a good for the NCAA? That was a good example to show them that you have the people in this area are willing to see these games, that you can get the people in the seats.
Yes, you know, when you take a look at our attendance records that we've set year after year at that tournament, you take specifically looking at women's basketball, for example. You know, we pull more on an average attendance to women's basketball, the Summit League, than the Pac-12 does out on the West Coast. So we were able to show the NCAA that where we do have the fan support. And if you think back, even before SDSU and USD went Division I, and they were Division II, we have a long history of Division II athletics in the state.
We're talking about the advantages of having the NCAA tournaments in Sioux Falls. Do you think there are some disadvantages? I think probably weather is the first thing that comes to people's minds.
Yeah, I mean, you know, March is always a tricky time of year, mm-hmm. and obviously, you know, volleyball in December, but, you know, it's something you can't control, it's something that you just you just kind of keep moving forward, keep planning, and keep your fingers crossed.
Is Sioux Falls hoping to get some Division I tournaments in the future?
You know, we went through the bid process this year. We submitted bids for Division I women's first and second round games in basketball. We also submitted bids for Division I women's volleyball regionals. We're not selected for either of those. Now, there is some discussion with Division I women's basketball that in 15, the top 16 seeds will host. So now, if SDSU or USD can have an incredible year and get a top 16 seed, then, yeah, we would host that. But in the future, they don't know what the future will hold for women's basketball in terms of how they will divide up their tournament in the future. So when the next bid cycle comes through, which potentially would be probably the summer of 2018, you know, once again, we'll put in bids for Division I events and see what we can get.
So they make these bids in these three-year cycles?
You know, as of right now, it's out for 4 years. So there's no intentions from the NCAA to release bid specs probably for another 4 years on a majority of these events. You know, there are some events that have historical stature, like the World Series in Omaha or, you know, Division I softball down in Oklahoma City that will be there for quite a while. But as of right now, this is the cycle they're looking to continue, and so we'll just keep our eyes open in 4 years.
Well, how do you see the future for sports in Sioux Falls?
It keeps getting better every day. You know, with the addition of the sheets of ice that we're going to have and the indoor tennis facility that we'll have up at the Sanford Sports Complex, the venues just keep growing, and the diversity of sports here in the area keep growing as well. Where volleyball, ice hockey, and tennis will start to grow quite a bit. You know, we have a history of basketball and wrestling being extremely successful. So it's a great time to be a sports fan in the city.
Probably a fun time to be the executive director of the Sioux Falls Sports Authority as well.
You know, yesterday was a lot of fun. Today was one of those days where you walk in the office and you realize we got a lot of work ahead of us. But no, it's a great time, and we're having a blast, having a lot of fun doing this.